taste it, smell it, wash it round your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again. Welcome to Chip and Andy's World of Nonsense. Chew fucking chew. They said it could never be done. Oh.
3 million
views. That's right, baby.
I wish.
I wish. I think we've got about three. You can knock a few. You can knock a few zeros off.
No, but... to be honest, we do have about three if you round up.
Yeah. Well, actually, that said, last week we got raised quite a few numbers, didn't it?
I don't know if we hit a record.
I think we did on the old algorithms.
What was it called? Jason Statham's cookhold experience.
Cookhold experience, yeah. So thank you, Jason Statham, because obviously you must be a well-searched, you know, reference on Spotify, iTunes.
Or cookholders.
Or cookholders, yeah, exactly. Do you know, I didn't actually know what that meant until you said it the other day. I sort of had a... I thought it meant something different, but...
What did you think?
Surprised.
What did you think it meant?
I thought it meant... I thought it was more towards a dogging side of things, but with someone else's...
Cars.
I thought it
wanking
was...
in cars.
I actually thought it meant
quite familiar with that. Are you?
I've done my time. Anyone who knows where Tog Hill is in Bristol will know a flash of the lights in my red KA. I was a legend up there, you know. The red KA Phantom.
The red Ford KA dog in legend.
It was a legend, honestly.
Which car park?
Tog Hill, the very same.
Oh, brilliant.
In between Bath and Bristol, oh yes.
If you're not from Bristol, Tollgate Hill is legendary.
Yeah, it is Togger's Hill, Dogger's Hill. So, yeah, it's brilliant. It's actually scary. I used to... I'm not being funny, obviously, you know, maybe later years I became the red KA Phantom. But before that, we used to...
Almost spit my tea out there. The red KA Phantom.
Yeah, that's right. I was known by that then. Yeah, that was my that was one of my many alter egos.
That is almost as good a nickname as
Dr. Fudgepot. Mr. Fudge.
Oh, we should do that. If we ever get big enough that we get to go on a radio, we should be introduced as Dr. Fudgepot and the Red KA Phantom.
Sounds like the most B-movie, superhero movie ever, doesn't it?
We should just make a film when we go to Benidorm.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Be very hot in my, what I used to wear, though. I used to wear very thick leathers. Boiled leathers.
Did you go for a contrast in colours, or did you match the red of the car?
No way. No, I had sort of like a lovely... I had like red eyeliner on, and then just like thick cut boiled leather. top to bottom as well.
Did you get it from Wish?
Yeah, I did. I was thinking this the other day. I don't know why I was thinking this the other day. I always get mugged off my socks again. I'm not wearing the best socks. Awful. And sometimes my housemate, my old housemate...
Because I can see them.
Matty used to always take... And Jack, all of them, used to always take photos of me when I had holes in my socks. I didn't really care, because obviously the climate we're in, we're just sort of like walking around the house with nothing. But I always thought, can you buy leather socks? I think that'd be quite interesting. That'd sort of take me back to like the Robin Hood times. I don't know why, but can you get that? Is that a thing?
Business idea, is that?
Yeah, well, ironically, Andy, you're thinking about, you know, trying to make some peas because of the DJ industry... is shut down at the moment. Maybe we should start developing some leather socks.
Leather socks, not shoes.
Yeah. I guess they sort of are, aren't they? But it'd be quite nice because you could just put on your socks without, you know, getting your feet too hot. Obviously, they make them quite hot because it's leather.
Very hot.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's a terrible idea.
There's nothing breathable about your hot boiled leather.
Hot boiled leather, thick, hot to the touch. Hot to the touch.
But we digress. 13 million. Actually, sorry, 3 million vaccines.
Yeah, brilliant. So that means that... what that really means is that we are closer to getting us filmed on camera again, isn't it, Andy?
It is. Close.
That's the most important thing about those 3 million vaccines.
And actually, I'm more excited about the fact that it means that our Benidorm holiday might happen sooner rather than
100%,
later.
100%, exactly. 100%. I need a tan as well. I think tan life's a better life.
Don't start moaning about tans when you're sitting next to me. I think I'm whiter than my mug, which beautifully white.
Porcelain white. Yeah, that is, isn't it? Oh, very nice. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we do digress. Well, actually...
No. There was a reason I bought the vaccines.
Oh, okay.
And you've ruined it now.
No, please don't. Please
it was
going to
be a nice, easy transition into what I was going to talk about, but now it's going to be really obvious. Look at my finger.
Ooh.
I had to give blood from home.
Sorry, come again.
I had to give blood from home. I had to do it myself. I had to pierce my own skin.
I've done that.
And drip it out.
I've done that quite a few times.
I hated it.
Oh, really?
It was horrible.
No, I sort of got... Well, actually, this sounds awful, but I've got used to it. I think it's quite an easy thing to do.
They give you a lancet...
Yeah, a lancet, and you push down, don't you?
And it stabs you.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It's called milking the finger as well, isn't it?
Is that what yeah. it's... No, it's
it
not.
Is. It's called milking the finger. That's what you do. You milk your finger of blood
into that's,
the smallest
pot. That is literally the way you do it. You kind of like push with your thumb down your palm, all down through your little finger where you made the
nice
hole.
To watch.
And then it drips out.
This is a visual treat. I feel jealous.
I'm really glad that the person... I was on Microsoft Teams with the doctor and he was kind of talking me through it.
What?
I was on Microsoft Teams with the doctor, all right, Chip?
How old are you, 10?
I was on Microsoft Teams with the doctor.
Once more.
And he was talking me through it. But if he said, right, now, Andy, so what we're going to do now is we're going to milk your finger. Oh, we're going to milk your finger.
You know what time it is, Andy. We're going to milk that finger dry, man. We're going to milk it in the morning. Milk it for me, Andy. Milk it, boy.
It'd be so funny. Be like, yeah, so good to go. And now,
show me your film it for me, Andy. Film it for me.
Why are we on Microsoft Teams? I can do this. Could we go milk your finger?
Well, actually, it's funny you said that. I'm a bit worried why on earth you're on Microsoft Teams for a simple procedure. The only scary thing about it is when you put the lancet.
Yes.
The small lancet, you know what we're talking about.
Yes,
don't you?
I do.
So sort of the piercing device.
It's an automatic hand, piercing
but
device.
But that's the only scary bit because you sort of like, oh, when am I going to do it? But when you do it, it's fine. It's like a tiny prick.
And yeah, then you have to...
Which you should be very used to. Get him!
We are on form this morning.
We are, mate. I feel alive. But yeah, why do you have to get... Because obviously, I'm not going to lie. You're
forcing me into a really casual flex here.
Oh, are you? Yes, I am. Listeners at home, I have no idea why he's doing this. He just brought this up. I've only just seen his pierced fingers. But usually when you do these tests at home, for various reasons, they're quite easy to do. And they're quite straightforward. And you don't usually have to be filmed doing it. But Andy, please go on.
Well, I do have private medical insurance.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to just pull that flex out, but I'm flexing
flex.
Right now.
Although, for anyone who doesn't have private medical insurance, I don't. If that's what you're paying for, just some bloke to watch you do...
Attractive bloke.
Someone that would... You'd see down Chog Hill.
No, you wouldn't. Actually, do you know what? I had this.
You don't get anyone attractive at Chog Hill. Let me just make that very, very serious. And I was there every weekend.
Even during the daytime.
Yeah. Oh, it wouldn't bother me. Daytime, nighttime, midday.
Oh. The thing, I actually had this conversation with somebody else this week, is that my doctor was actually what I want a doctor to be. You know, like that Christian guy who's got a questionable hairline, but a really fucking built doctor who's on TV. Yes. Channel 4 programs.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yes. Yeah,
like,
yes.
Like, overly hench. It's
he
like
is,
a bit weird.
He is sexy, isn't he?
Well, no, I know. I think he's a bit weird.
I mean, weird. Sexy weird.
But you've made it weird now.
It's weird anyway.
My Microsoft Teams doctor was really in shape.
Beep, beep, beep.
He was really in shape, and that's what I want. I want my doctor to look healthy, the same way I want my personal trainer to look healthy.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah.
I want my police to look intimidating. Like it needs to fit the purpose.
I mean, yeah, I completely agree. I mean, you'd be pretty stupid to get a PT who wasn't really in shape.
Yeah,
you?
But they exist. There's loads of them.
The ones I see online on Instagrams and social media.
Yes, but that's Instagram ones. When you go down to when you go down to Fitness First in Bloomsbury and you're there.
All right, I'll sign up here and ask £35 a month. Listen, I can get you abs. Sure, I can. I don't know when you're going to get them. You might get them. Maybe you won't. I haven't got them yet. I've been here for 10 years. But I will get them for you, £30 a week.
Exactly. That's who you're paying for. Sometimes.
Although, I think that's more like a leisure centre, PT, isn't it? That's the sort of gyms Andy goes to, like the leisure centre.
No, I just hang out at it.
Yeah.
Watch the swimming.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's here again. Don't mind me. It's a lovely front crawl. You in lane two, more breaststroke. The swimming man. That could sound like one of those murder... You know, you see it on Netflix all the time now, like the sort of... The murderer shows, isn't it? Like the Night Stalker. Sort of like, you know, the Midnight Killer. The Swimming Man.
The Swimming Man.
He used to watch us when we swam, you know. He was bald and he wore joggers most of the times and something was moving around his groin section. Didn't need to go there, but I did.
You just had to spell out the joke.
Do you know what they are like that? They are deep watching these sort of programmes, aren't they? You watch them and you think, bloody hell. I'm listening to a podcast of them called...
I don't know if you've been watching any Netflix ones like that recently, have you, Chip?
Well, it's funny you say that, Andy. Before I divulge into that, I have actually been listening to a very good podcast called The World of... No. Man in the Window, which is really scary, but Jesus Christ, the detail on it is immense.
And Man in the Window.
Man in the Window.
Is that a one off or is it like a series of horror related?
It's ten episodes long about a certain killer. I don't want to say his name or sort of give too much information because you've got to go and listen to it. But
it's good.
But amazing. But the detail in that is crazy. Like that they talk to the victims who have obviously survived it, and they're so... But well, they're not blasé about it. But they're so like... I'm like, fucking hell, if that happened to me, I'd have been like, well, you know, so fair play to those.
So when you talk specifics, what we...
Basically, he's a peeper. Mm-hmm. A window peeper. So like that, that's what...
Ew.
Ew. That's what reminded me.
He's not the one who built his own walkway above motels.
No?
Secret hit. Oh, it's a good one, that is.
No. I have listened to that. I think I've listened to that. Is that?
It was on Netflix, actually, I think.
I listened to it on Crime Junkies, another great podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, so... anyway, let's stop.
Is this why your mind's quite twisted?
Yes. I believe so, actually. We could actually talk about that in a minute, because this week's episode, Andy...
Oh, no, before. Before then, we've got another aside. Seeing as we're talking about good podcasts, guess who's had two more five-star reviews?
Oh!
With written reviews.
With written reviews.
We do indeed.
Let them have it. Let's have it.
Two brothers from Bristol. Who do you think it could be?
Two brothers from Bristol.
This is going to be thrilling for the people who don't know our mates.
Yeah, read it to me and I'll guess.
Okay. I'll do this one first. Santa's big furry red piece. Which is a reference to our Christmas episode.
It is, yeah, that's not
where
smart.
Where we talked about Santa's big red furry cock.
Yeah.
Love, five stars, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Love this show. Bloody hilarious.
Legend.
Thanks for ruining Christmas for me with your horrible comments on St. Nicholas.
Yes.
The Aldi Fresh Pizza range is sublime. Please try it and let us know your feedback. Alex from Longwell Green, Brizzle.
Nice, nice.
Who do you think it might be now?
Well, he said the brothers.
Yes.
So I'm thinking... The Burton boys.
It's the Burton boys.
Yes, but then Joe's from Long... Joe, no, none of them live in Longwell Green though now.
Well, who knows?
Who knows? Is it? I'm just trying to think of other brothers.
That comes from Alex the Bristolian.
Hmm.
I've assumed
that...
Maybe you should not assume.
No, do you know what? I've got a lot of these wrong. And people have Instagrammed us, DM'd.
Furious.
Said, oh, that was me or that was that. So... We've got a lot of these, which is good. I think it's actually good because we shouldn't be able to guess them, should we?
No, true. Well, there's one more.
Go on.
And this is from Joe Burton because it's from Joe _Y Burt Ron.
He's a very sick individual for anyone.
Oh, and I can't read the full headline because it's got a dot, dot, dot. But it said, I said, let me hear you. That's all I've got.
Squeal? Scream?
Sail away into the sunset. I'm going on our lovely podcast idea.
Yes, exactly. That is very lovely.
Let me hear you say sweet nothings in my ear?
Yeah, definitely. We've all been guilty of that.
Let me hear you swim.
Swim for me. Swim for me.
For fuck's sake. This is the review. 5 stars, obviously.
Yeah, legend.
This really does remind me of the time I went swashbuckling. Loved it. Michael Barrymore once.
I knew he'd turn up. I knew Barry would turn up, for God's sake.
I've lost the plot, for fuck's sake. Give me a moment here. Right. Michael Barrymore once said, I need TV screens in the headsets of my Honda Jazz. Why? Because I love rear entertainment.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it's so simple.
After,
it's so
after
good.
I banned you and Rob from making my Barrymore jokes last week.
Me and Rob are going to... I'm furious because I had some proper good ones lined up, although that was brilliant.
Oh, well, Joe Burton, that has tickled me today.
That has tickled me silly.
Yeah.
That's absolutely radiated me.
But I'm going to have to rebuke you because I did ban Michael and Barrymore jokes last week. And,
yeah. But then, well, the laughing says 1,000 words. So, Andrew.
Yes.
We digress, well, actually, I don't think we digress. I think we've just conversed as we usually do.
Yes.
We thought we'd do one about something that's quite big in the world, isn't it? Something that's quite big in your life, actually.
Ooh.
Mm, the big SM, the social medias.
Ah, yeah, very big, very big. I mean, that is basically been my job since March of last year, just to kind of be active and sell myself on social media.
My word, the numbers don't lie.
They don't.
No, exactly. So, well done. Hats off. But I think what we should talk... What we want to talk about this week is, look, me and you decided to watch something that was trending again on Netflix, like we did on the first episode with Blind Manor, which was The Circle, wasn't it? USA.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what you think of this show. I have very strong opinions of this show.
I'm sure you do.
I was not... best pleased when I realised we had to watch 3 episodes of it, because I think it's 10 episodes long, isn't it?
It's,
and I tell you what, I know last time on Blind Manor you hadn't finished it, but this time there is no way I'll be finishing this series. Honestly, no chance. But before I talk about it, anyway, what did you think about it? Because
so just in case you don't know about The Circle, I think it is a UK show. That had a couple of seasons, and then it started in the US.
I wish we'd watched the UK version. That,
but that's just a guess, because you said there was a few different versions on there.
Well, no. See, I've watched a film called The Circle, which was like a low-budget sort of sci-fi horror. So I thought, I didn't really want to watch it again. And then there's another one called The Circle. It's quite confusing, actually. Get a new name. They obviously
call yourself The Star.
They didn't do their research like we did, because we're the only podcast in the world called The World of Nonsense, which is true, isn't it?
That's true.
And the famous 505 before that. So they should have done their research and changed something else. Anyway.
We digress. But anyway, what The Circle is they get 8 people. They put them into hotel rooms, so they never meet each other. Mm. And this is where they live until they finish the game. Whoever's the last one surviving or the most popular wins $100,000. So there's a prize at stake.
A social experiment.
Yes, it is. And the only way that they can communicate with each other is via a made up social media profile. So they each get a profile like similar to Facebook or whatever, and they can only communicate with each other via chat messages or by uploading pictures to their profile. Mm-hmm.
I'm more a Bebo.
The game is to be the most popular.
Yeah, but the thing is, that is true. But some of them aren't fake, though, are they? Some of them are catfishes. We've all been there.
Chip is vexed.
I am. Well, I'm vexed because I had to watch it, honestly.
Yeah, that's important to mention. You are allowed to be someone other than who you are. So there's one guy on there who's pretending to be his girlfriend. There's a large lesbian woman who's pretending to be a slim, attractive...
Mercedes.
Yeah, Mercedes.
Yeah.
And then there is... I mean, I've just finished watching episode 4. There's another one who's quite a geeky guy who's married, and he's pretending to be a more attractive male. What he keeps saying is, the guy I wish to be.
Oh, God. That's...
Well...
just threw up. thing is, I think these games would be more fun if they had a few more caveats. Like, if if, like, murder or, like, you know, more. There needs to be more danger and risk in these games.
Have you got past episode 3 yet? Maybe.
Whenever I hear a game in a sort of series, I want to think like more like, I want to play a game. I want Sword to come involved. So that would be more, you know, more up my street. Well, I will say one thing that's good about it. The apartments are very good.
They're very nice, yeah.
Yeah, but I think the problem with these programs to me is...
That's just all that's good.
Yeah, that's it. The only problem with these programs is like, I don't like him, because I don't want to, I'm not like being like, oh my God, they, you know, ban the image and all that stuff, but I just don't, it's just boring to watch. I don't understand what's good to watch about it. They're like, why do they go over the top on everything they say? It's like, oh my God, oh man, no way, what? My heart was thumping. No, it isn't. Why's your heart thumping? You just message some random person you don't even know. It doesn't mean anything. Like, and the people they're messaging are fake profiles anyway. And they're like, it's true though, isn't it?
It is.
Everything they say is like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. I can't believe it. Oh my God, what's going to happen next?
And they have to narrate it every time
they say something. Yeah, it's like, oh my God. And like the Joey guy's like, oh,
I love him. I love him.
He's like, hey, wise guy.
No, he's fucking not.
He's like, hey.
No, he's not. No, I'm not having it. He is not. Shut up. He is Italian-American, but he does not do that. He goes, yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah, he goes, yeah, buddy. He's like, man, I'm doing my skincare routine. Yep. He's like, man, it's all about gym life, bro. He's like, what up? Yo, what's going on, man? I'm like, I hate this guy already.
I love him.
Actually, although that said, I did have to watch 3 episodes. Oh, my God, it was hard.
It was tough.
Really hard to watch 3 episodes. I was there like that. That was actually quite funny.
I did notice, yeah, but the airline's gone back a bit.
Exactly. You know, I'm not a fan of these shows much. Well, no, not much, not at all. Some of them are, like, quite entertaining, but they just do too much. I think that's why a UK version would have been a bit better, because America's usually...
Extra.
It's too extra. Yeah. They don't have to be that extra, like... Picking up a fork isn't that exciting. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it depends how you're picking up.
Yeah,
I mean, if you pick it up with your foot and, like, you know, swing it around your head or something, that'd be pretty impressive. But and then the winner, what I watched was the winner of the Sammy girl, who's I don't mind her scene.
I thought you might like her.
Yeah, well, you know, but she did keep one's attention. But she's like, saying like, oh, you should never judge anybody. And then she ends up doing it anyway. So the whole point of it is just...
Plus she puts up a picture of her with her bum out.
Yeah, does she?
Asking to be judged.
Oh, hang on a minute. What episode is this? Whoa! If you had told me this before, I didn't watch the whole series. Right, I didn't know what...
I'll tell you the one takeaway.
Wait, I got her bum out. I want to show her get her bum out. Joey's like, hey, nice bum there, man. Like, what up? Get your bum out for me, girl. And Antonio's like, yo, isn't he? Antonio's the baller, isn't he? Yeah. I don't mind him.
He's the only guy
I like, the professional baller, because he's just on it like, I don't really give a shit. He doesn't really care.
He is a bit like that, yeah.
He's cool. He's just playing the game.
Oh, I'll tell you who's funny, though.
Who's that?
Rebecca, who's the geezer pretending to be his girlfriend.
Yes. Because
he is definitely gay.
Oh, I think he is. Yeah, he's definitely gay. Definitely gay.
He is living out his fantasy
of
being a woman.
He's going to end up getting with Chris live on like episode 8, isn't he?
Maybe that is the headline.
Pretty hot. If Sammy, I'll just be there watching.
I like Chris.
Yeah, Chris is cool. Yeah. Chris, I like Chris.
He's funny.
Yeah, I don't, to be honest.
I love it, Chip. I love it.
To be honest, I'm actually at the age at the moment, and he's on episode 5 near the end. Oh. So, do you know what would be? I would have much rather on episode 1 at the end, there was a massive fire.
They kicked out the hot one at the end of the first episode.
Yeah, she was lovely. Yeah, she was lovely. Also, really annoying.
Incredibly annoying.
Incredibly annoying. Yeah. So.
Good takeaway though. Don't judge a book
by
its cover.
Well, no, she did. She says that, and it makes a group like straight away called Skinny Girls Unite or something. So,
yeah, some nonsense. I mean, yeah.
You know, nothing wrong. You know, whoa. I'm joking.
You are. Whoa.
But yeah, so my take on that. I just think for me, reality TV is not for me because I've tried.
You are a miserable viewer.
I am a
of anything.
Do you know what? I am a harsh critic, but this, I don't think I've been harsh on this. I just think it is terrible.
Do you know what's good, though, about you being a harsh critic?
Yes.
Is that you actually asked me to watch something else this week.
I did.
Called The Serpent.
I did.
And it's fucking brilliant.
It is. How good is it? Tell you what.
Hey, well, I'm only halfway through episode two. Very good.
It's very good. I'll tell you what, it's absolutely fantastic. How cool and sexy, I mean, both of them, woman Monique and Charles Sombra.
Yeah.
So good. And that, do you know what, look that up, because don't look it up, actually. Look it up, don't look it up, look it up, don't look it up.
Afterwards, I plan to look up the real story.
I looked it up halfway through because I was so interested.
Is it good?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I'm not just bigging that up.
The Serpent,
and I'm not
watch
just,
it.
And I'm not just bigging that up because it's been produced by a certain...
My name's Chip, and I work for BBC, and I've been told by my bosses I have to promote The Serpent.
Yeah, because that's what they said, because obviously of our thousands of listeners, they're like, Chip, we're going to use your promotional tool, because obviously you get so many listeners each week.
That's it. Three
listeners each week.
Hello, could you listen to my podcast, please? I've sent out an email with a lot of people CC'd in. I wonder if I could, you know, get you to have a hot bath and listen to the podcast in it.
Wait, do you want to know sort of really interesting fact? And I honestly actually did this week.
Go on, hit me.
Because I thought it would be funny and I still think we should actually do this.
Yep.
I looked up the cost.
Yep.
Of leafleting the whole of Brislington.
Oh. Is that Pets at Home included?
£284.
Is that it? The whole of Bris?
The whole of Bris postcode.
Oh my god, it was we've got to do that.
BS4 something.
It is BS4, like. Isn't it? We've got Pets at Home. Does Sports Direct getting their, was it Maplin's?
Goals.
How many pitches you got to do? I think it's 12 pitches down there, isn't there? Or is it 14?
I don't know, mate.
All
I know is
they all get leafleted, though.
Every time I went there, I was scared I was going to get punched up.
Yeah, stabbed up and the rest. Oh, God. Pamphlets galore.
But yeah, so maybe... We should do a leaflet run in Brislington.
I think Briz is a good catch for
that. I think it is.
That's
as
a good
well.
Catch for our sort of content. They'd love that, wouldn't we? Yeah. Even though we're London based, I think I think that'd be a great catch for that. Anyway, going back to reality TV though, I've tried, you know, I've watched Love Island, thought it was awful.
I thought that was awful. Yeah.
I think it's awful, but it can't be awful because it's huge. Everyone
it's addictive,
loves it.
That's the problem,
but
isn't it?
How?
Because you buy into the people.
But I can't buy into these people, it's rubbish.
Yeah, but you're miserable. You can't buy into anything.
No, but I think I'm miserable. I think loads of people watch this and have the same opinion as me. And I'm not one of those people like, oh...
Yeah, but they still watch it.
Yeah, but I'm not one of those people like, no, I wouldn't watch that crap and not watch it. I'll give anything a go. And I won't say... I just think it's just... I don't even think the people on it are that great. Okay, because some of them are very lovely to look at. Male and female. But I just think, I don't think any of them... I like funny stuff and a lot of it just isn't that funny.
It's
dead banter, dead laughs.
I agree.
So, that's my spin on it. But yeah, I think this week's Hot or Not, for me, is
The Circle.
Circle. It's not.
It's
all.
A knot.
And we haven't had a knot in a while, have we?
We haven't, no.
We
usually
have
it's a hot.
We haven't had a knot in a while, and I just think, what up there? I mean, Andy's saying he agrees with me, whilst he's on episode 7 out of 10.
Five. I'll be on 10 by the end of the day,
exactly.
Though.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'll tell you what, though. I did watch something which is absolutely amazing as well. Me and my housemate started yesterday, Night Stalker.
Okay.
Which... You think I've got a messed up mind, don't you? Oh, my word. This guy is one of the sickest criminals that's ever been or ever done it.
Is there any swimming?
And he's like, is there any chlorine in there? Chlorine-based murdered? Yes. Wraps a towel around his head. But it's, honestly, this is proper sick. So if you haven't seen it, Andy, do you know what, Andy? We did sort of indulge a little bit in this on the first episode of your... film taste in general, which is terrible.
Top man.
So I think I'm going to do you a list of a few things that I think this would be right up your street, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very, very, it's very murderous. But this guy goes on, it's like a murdering rampage and like murders like, I don't know, 100 people in like 90 days.
Well.
Yeah, I think I've made those numbers up. But
sounds
But it's around that figure.
Yeah, okay.
It is, but yeah.
Night Stalker.
It's Night Stalker.
Night Stalker.
He comes in the night, he comes in the night.
Or it is a ripple.
Yeah. Both meanings of the word.
That sounds like Disney.
Is it a Disney show? Did you say he comes in the pool?
No, I said, or in the pool.
Oh,
I've got swimming
God's
pool mania
sake. You're
today.
Not the Night Stalker, are you? Andy doesn't do any murder, he just does a lot of coming. Oh, horrible.
Oh, Lord.
We could do a parody of that, though. You could do a parody. I've always thought this would be good to do. Maybe it's been done, but because these crime podcasts are so big,
yeah,
it'd be funny to do a sort of parody of it. So you make up the character. Although, actually, going back...
I mean, we could do that for one of our episodes.
We could 100% do that and just write it up and do that. That could be like a murder mystery. You know what those things that your mum...
special.
You know, like those things that your mum forces to go on, you to go on when you're like, you know, 12 or something at a local hall, which I found were brilliant. It'd be like that, but that sort of, yeah. Again, very interactive for the listeners.
Should we do it?
We should definitely do that. We could 100%
okay, you start writing up a plot and we'll do it.
100%, I'd love to do that. And actually, do you know what? Even though I've just damned the circle, I think the UK version could be something to revisit because I just think the characters might be better. But I would love to go on there. One thing I would do about the circle, I'd like to go on there and do the character bit. Just put it as a complete wrong one, like Terry Muggins or something. Yeah. Just get booted off straight away. Like, I would like to take one of you down to the local leisure centre and watch you do a breast and front crawl whilst I have a packet of hobnobs that I've bought off my grandmother from a bank loan that I've owed her since November 92. That would be amazing.
It could be quicker than that, mate. Just walk in.
And you could just message people going, like, I think you are the loveliest, loveliest woman in the world. And you could just do so many funny things.
The problem is, though, they only see the text, they don't hear your voice.
Yeah, but, oh, yeah, true. But I mean, you could sort of imagine the voice.
You, you just have to find a creepy man emoji.
Yeah, but like, hello, I could sort of talk like that. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? That would make it way more interesting. That was sort of a UK version, wouldn't it?
Well, that would be a Chip Sugar version.
Very true.
Which would be special. So that loosely, because the circle is about social media. It's about living your life through social media. Mm-hmm. And as you quite rightly said, a lot of my life for the past 9 months in particular has been social media based.
Sure has.
So what I thought...
Two highlights in there.
What I thought would be a nice exercise, if you just get your phone out, Chibra.
Okay, lovely.
Click onto the app called Instagram.
I've been recently banned.
Picture sharing site.
Yeah, lovely picture sharing site. Not the one I usually go on, but
right. So if you just type in Andy Pennell, DJ Andy Pennell, sorry.
Okay.
And I've typed in Chip Sugargold, and what we're going to do is just choose a couple of posts from each other's history,
okay,
just to have a look at.
Yeah. Okay.
And what I'm going to do is scroll quite far back.
This is very raw, isn't it, Andy?
Quite far back. Oh, I'm going to go.
Oh dear! I hope I deleted a few that I thought I hadn't.
Well, what I've noticed, Chip, just from scrolling through now, mm-hmm, is that your penchant, to bring back a favourite podcast word.
You love the word penchant.
I do. For shooting naked men goes back a long time.
If I click
on this picture from the 30th of August 2016. You've put up a picture. You put up a topless picture
of myself,
of NASA Chadley. Oh. who is the Belgian prince and one of Tottenham's best
prince.
Ever players.
100%.
Second only to Harry Kane.
Kane, exactly.
And you've put Chadley is greater than Ronaldo.
Well,
and then hashtag lest we forget, hashtag scoring against the scum.
Well, very true. He put his finger to his lips at the Emirates, the place that shall not be named. And for that, it's brilliant. But yeah, I mean, you know, I've got a very fond... I like, you know, I can appreciate another male's body in more ways than one.
Chip, your old Instagram is absolutely gold. So I've gone back to the 30th of August again. It's a good date for you.
It's a very good date.
2015. Ooh. And you put up a picture of some geezer. I don't know who
he
is.
Let me have a look.
Against the wall. And all you put is owl before Oceania under 18s.
That is footy. That's one of my best mates, footy. Terrible photo, that, isn't it? That is a
Oh, Oceania under 18s nights. Crikey.
Do you know what? I went...
Right, just to make this worthwhile, because you're hearing us laugh, which is always nice to hear, but you might not be able to experience what we're experiencing.
I can't
right
put that,
now.
Unfortunately, I can't put that photo up. My mate will kill me.
You don't need to put it up. Just go onto Chip Sugargold's Instagram and scroll all the way back. Just keep scrolling back. Reach the 2015-2016 era and just have a browse.
There is some gold in there. Just I'm not going to lie. There is some absolute gold.
That is true. Oh, one thing that hasn't changed, Chip.
Yep.
are your incredibly muscular arms. Look at that one. Little bit of bicep sneaking in there.
I have, over the years, mastered the technique of looking like I'm not tensing, but really I am.
It's a difficult one, because if you're in a holiday snap, and you've been working out for the past 3 months, you look good and you're like, yeah, I need to get a picture so I can post it on Instagram. But if in that picture you are clearly tensing, you look like a fucking twat. But if you look good and people don't know you're tensing, but you really are, fucking nailed it.
I always do it anyway.
What, just tense?
Actually, no, to be honest, I haven't got many. I need to, I'm gonna do that a lot. Well, actually, Andy, I've gone to the very bottom of your Instagram. Your Instagram is, I'm not going to lie, very cool. Mm. So like, it's quite difficult to pick out ones that...
It's quite active as well.
Cool, exactly, yeah.
Well, so, I'm a very cool man.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, there's... It's difficult because, look...
Oh, please, guys, right. Chip's going to struggle, because I knew he would, because I got so much content up there. He'd have to scroll back for half an hour to get to anything that's worth looking at. But there are some classics of Chip. 28th of December 2014, I implore everybody to go onto his Instagram and have a look. Well, even if you're at work, stop what you're doing right now, and you just got to go back and look at them, because... Oh my days, they are absolutely tremendous. I've got to say, Chip, your social media has got significantly better.
Well, it could have got any worse.
Oh, tremendous. Well, that was thoroughly worth the deep dive. And you know, I resisted doing it before today because I thought it'd be funnier to do it live.
Yeah, exactly.
Live and direct on the podcast.
Well, thank you, Andy, because I deserve that, because I sometimes say I do a tad bit of bullying towards you, don't I? A little bit of...
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we got a retribution last week, actually.
You did get your retribution, and I believe you got your retribution two times over this week.
Yes,
I definitely have. Because, there's not much to mock Andy on his social media, but honestly, he's very, very branded up.
Astute.
You are very astute.
I actually gained over 1,800 followers this week.
You did. I think because of a certain Grim Daily video.
Yes, Grim Daily and SBTV.
Which I will say, three people messaged me, because obviously I'm your friend, saying, sick. So it's almost like, they didn't want to just message you, they wanted to message, you know, I'm like your middleman. I did tell someone at football, didn't I? One of the younger players of football told that I was your manager, and he believed me straight away.
Well, actually, some people do genuinely think you're my manager after those sketches.
I think we should just keep that.
If you don't know, me and Chip about 3 years ago now produced a series of 8 20-minute long sketches where he posed as Paul Lipton, who was my fictional manager.
Well,
and I'll be honest, they were comedy gold.
Yeah, and I don't know how Netflix didn't pick them up, because they're picking up this shite, The Circle, for 8 episodes.
Shall we go pitch to Netflix?
I think we should. That could be a podcast.
It's time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is time. Elevator pitch, here we come. Well, Andrew, I think that was I think we delivered quite a delicious review again there, didn't we? And I think people will want more reviews, actually, after...
Do you think so?
After this...
We were actually talking about names of what we could call it. There's two which I put forward. Mm. One is Podiflix.
Mm, yep.
A Netflix pun. And the other one is another Netflix pun.
Nonceflix, wasn't it?
Nonceflix, yeah. But with an S.
Yeah, with an S. Definitely with an S, because, I think we might be in a little bit in trouble if we...
Do they have swimming on Netflix? Yeah.
Children swimming.
Oh.
Well, that's the...
Oh, God.
Well, that's a joke, isn't it?
Well, don't spell it out.
Oh, for God's sake. But anyway, on that note, I think that's it for this week.
Well, no conspiracy of the week again.
No, do you know what it is? I've gone a little bit out of sorts on the old conspiracies, because, to be honest with you, a lot of them have been absolutely awful. And I'm not saying the old ones used to be very good, but I just think that, I think next week I'm definitely going to have a conspiracy for everybody, and it's going to be the hottest conspiracy.
No. Do you know what, Chip? I'm not fucking having it. What we're going to do is I'm going to stop this podcast right now, and you're going to research a conspiracy of the week.
All right.
Chip's conspiracy of the week.
What was that, Andy? What conspiracy of the week is this week? Well.
No. That's a rap on the knuckles. A rap on the knuckles.
Right on the nooks.
Oh, dude, my knuckles are all sore and I'm being sick of them in places I shouldn't.
Yes, so the viewers have been complaining that you have been neglecting the conspiracy of the week.
Well, I wouldn't say neglecting. I said our conversation.
My least favourite part of the podcast, yeah, coincidentally. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know what, yeah. Andy's usually like, right, and that's the end of the podcast before I've even done it. I've actually had one every week, but Andy just edits it out.
Not true.
But this time I have got one. But Andy, I believe that you've got one yourself.
Yes. Seeing as we just thought of them now because you didn't prepare and we paused the podcast, I've also come up with a conspiracy of the week.
Well, you hit me up and I'll judge it.
Well, first of all, we have to play the jingle.
So I've been doing some dick.
Not this week. Not this week.
Oh, no, actually. So we've been doing some digging. Yeah, that's right. We've been drawing on, digging them up like spades and stuff.
Where you been digging?
Yeah, blowing. I've been dusting off my spine, my big old dusty spinal book, and I've been finding some dirty ones.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. But anyway, you've been doing some niggas.
You've gone all Phil Batty on us.
I've gone all Phil Batty.
Whatever happened to Phil Batty?
I think, well, that's a conspiracy in itself.
Is it?
Ironically, I believe you're about to just tell us what has happened to him.
No. Oh. It's not, I wish. That is his name, the Newcastle player.
Phil Batty.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
I'm just trying to think if his first name's Phil.
That's what I'm
unsure
about.
I don't think it's
about.
Phil, is it?
Is it? I maybe it is.
No, it's Batty, but it's not Phil.
Oh, it's Phil Bardsley.
Phil Bardsley. Oh, hang on a minute. You're right. Phil Batty plays for Stoke.
No, is it David Batty?
No, sorry. Phil Bardsley plays for Burnley, doesn't
he? No, I was thinking of Batty. But
David Batty. It's David Batty.
Is it?
Yeah, David Batty.
Yes, David Batty.
Yeah.
You've gone all David Batty on us.
And he's been put in a big blender. Come on, hit me up.
Right, so you want my conspiracy of the week?
Yes, please.
So this is about Frozen, the movie.
Ooh.
And cryogenics.
Oh, I do. Well.
Do you know this one?
I think I know this one.
Go on.
Is it that Walt Disney himself has frozen himself after he died?
That's true.
Yes, which is true. And the whole reason is all of the Disney films that have ever been released are about that and when he's going to come back and take over the world.
No, close.
Oof.
Close. No, he was cryogenically frozen, and Disney wanted to deflect attention from that because they're very family friendly.
Well,
they've been known to airbrush. They've been known to airbrush cigarettes out of his hands in footage they have of him.
Really?
True. And
fake footage.
They wanted to deflect people's attention, so when they search Disney Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Now it comes up with the film.
Ah,
not cryogenic stories. Are Disney that clever?
Debunked.
Oh, you don't think it's true?
I don't think that's true, no. Because I believe that he actually isn't frozen.
Oh.
I've heard another conspiracy that he is very much alive.
Oh.
Yes.
And among us.
Yeah, and he's very much among us. He's very much in us, but not in that way. I heard another conspiracy that he's alive. And he lives in the very deep, dark woods of Austria.
With Tupac.
Yeah, Diego Maradona. Yeah. Barbara Windsor. Oh, no, yeah. She's still alive?
No, she died.
Barbara Windsor and the bird from Coronation Street.
Who's the bird from Coronation Street?
Ken Barlow's piece on the side. Mickey Barlow.
Why would they get an invitation to the same table as Tupac and Walt Disney?
Yeah, Tupac, me, Mickey Barlow.
That would be entertaining.
That would be very entertaining. Go on, Tupac, use your song, you bastard. Oh, come on, Mickey Barlow, fuck off. I can't do that. What did Tupac sound like again?
Nothing like that.
He never sounded like that.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do an impression of him, but
do an impression of Tupac.
Wait, who is it? You tried to bully me into doing one before. Didn't
I
you?
Did, and I think I succeeded.
And I never did,
it. No, you didn't. You didn't.
No, I never did it.
Tupac. Nope. I'm going to come back to Welsh accent and Tupac. I'm going to master Tupac next week.
That'll be tough.
That'd be very tough. Never was. Take this round, young warrior, and feel the sounds of God.
That's Elton John.
I know, but I'm just trying to get into the song. I forgot the lyrics. I forgot the song, to be honest. What kind of gospel? Huh? I'm with...
Why have you picked the most rubbish Tupac song ever?
I know, true. I think that's the only one I know. No, no. What's the other one? All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
I Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah. Probably his most famous.
Very, yeah, again, very famous. Probably, the one where he talks about his mum. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do. How do you want it?
I was
How
more of a,
do you
more
feel?
Of a, more of a Biggie.
Coming
fan.
Up as a. Oh.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just trying to master.
I did like him.
Yeah, yeah. I liked him, yeah. Definitely top five. Definitely top five. He's definitely top five. Gotta be. That's for that's a conversation in living rooms. That's one of those Messi, Ronaldo, do you know what I mean? Stephen Merchant or the Chuckle Brothers. That's that sort of conversation, 4 o'clock in the living room somewhere. That is a very good conversion. I think there's a lot to dive on that. But do you know what? It's funny. We're talking about not Disney, but another very classic sort of children's film, which maybe now you might think of in a different way.
Ooh.
Willy Wonka based on a true story.
No.
Yes. But about a darker meaning. Was it about...
Was it set at Fry's in Keynsham?
Yeah. Lest we forget. Rest in peace. Yeah, gone but not forgotten. That's many a great time down there getting sticking up, picking up a finger of fudge.
Well, that's the thing. If you don't know, Fry's is what Cadbury's used to be, and they had a factory near where we live in Bristol, in a place called Keynsham. And we used to go there, and you used to be able to get broken chocolate bars,
really cheap.
A big bag of them, bigger than your living room,
and literally
for 20 pence.
And the bloke was very odd, wasn't he? That gave you a bag. He's like, "This is one that I've broken myself.
Here's a bag I've sat on for 4 hours. You can have it for 30p. Just reach around there and grab it. It's not going to bite you."
But this one's about Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory, who's actually, the film was depicted on child labour.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was built around that. It was supposed to shed light on it and how it was bad back in the day. But people still think it's relevant now, which is true.
So when I'm watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I should be focusing on the abuse of the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, Oompa Loompas are actually the sort of a representation of children. Like what they do in trainer shops, sort of working in the Industrial Revolution. Yeah, it's quite a good one. I mean, I literally just read it up about 4 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm starting to think that maybe this has got a little bit more meaning than you think, huh? Because I've been doing some chocolate dipping.
Very some good. Chicken dipping.
Dipping. But I think that was, I think maybe I'll have a few more thoughts now when I'm watching these children's films. I don't watch children's film. I don't watch reality TV.
Just watch the children.
Oh.
Sorry. You got Nancy at the...
Nance mix. But yeah, so I thought that conspiracy would be more along those lines, actually. Charlie being... But no.
Right. Well, thinking about it now, they are basically slaves, aren't they?
Yeah, they are slaves. But they are fed in chocolate.
Are they?
Yeah, I know how much you like your chocolate.
I do like chocolate. Yeah. There's none in my flat at the moment.
No, there's none in your flat, no. But
I have made you a delicious spaghetti bolognese.
I know, and I'm very, very excited about this. Yummy dummy.
Tasty.
Tasty. Tasty, tasty, tasty.
So once again, I think I have come up with a better conspiracy of the week.
I think you have, yeah. I'm real sorry, man. I've been put on furlough.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to call it R.I.P. Chips Conspiracy of the Week. That is the last time we're doing
that. That is it, isn't it?
That is that it. That is the last time.
That is it.
I've hated it from day one. And it was so shit again this week. Yeah. It's getting fucked off.
It is getting fucked right off. R.I.P. to the conspiracy of the thing. Chip days are over. Yeah, let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Unless I come up with a really good one.
No, never again.
Okay.
That is it. I'm calling it. Time of death is...
12:10
on Saturday, the 16th of January, 2021.
Moment of silence.
That's enough, because I hated it.
And on that note, Andy, it's been a pleasure. I think we've nailed yet again.
But I'm left with a bitter taste of death in my mouth.
Well, you should be, because I've got an even worse one. It's my little part of love.
Yeah, but you neglected it.
I did neglect it.
If it was a child, it would have been taken into protective custody.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely. It would have gone down to...
Severe lack of care.
It would have got an extreme lack of care.
Yes.
Next week, Andy, what are we doing?
Well,
I know what we're not doing, but what are we doing?
I don't know. What should we... I mean, obviously, during lockdown, you're not out and about as much. So We could do the murder mystery.
We could do the murder mystery. Or actually, Andrew came up with a very good idea, which I'm not going to give away now.
Ooh,
on this podcast.
I already had an idea, did I?
You did. Ah. It's about... I'm not going to go into it. Don't go into it.
Sorry, but I didn't catch on your onto your hook. Then.
Yeah, you didn't. So you didn't. You started, so I'll finish. It's about rules in different sort of places.
Oh, this is going to be the best podcast yet.
Yeah, definitely.
Easily.
Next week, tune in because we'll be talking about that. It'll be great.
The Rulebook Diaries.
Exactly, yeah. The Rulebook.
I set the rules.
Yes, I've set the rules here. Silence!
Oh, I mind the rule number one, no conspiracy of the week.
Yeah, exactly.
See you later.
See you later.